Have you been experiencing anxiety, post-traumatic stress syndrome, hypersensitivity, and everything being just turned on in your system to the point where you're not able to sleep? You feel confused, maybe you even feel drained because you're just burnout, worn out, and not sure where to turn and what to do next. There's a really good chance that it's possible you're experiencing the soul trauma that we are all going through in this ascension journey. And if you're ready to let go of those memory patterns that are keeping you stuck in your physical being, in your physical state, in your physical life, in all areas, stay tuned because I'm going to share with you a soul trauma reset transmission that can help you restore, reset, and retrain your system. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. Before we dive into a little information about the transmission and then into the transmission, I would like to invite you to my Authentic Abundance Accelerator. It is a live immersive half day that's taking place this Sunday on July 10th. And so check out the details below because I would love to see you there. And we will be also reviewing some of these concepts and ideas to reset your soul. We signed up for this journey, this ascension process. And whether we're twin flames, light workers, star seeds, it's all the same on a journey to elevate and expand our consciousness, to become one with ourselves, become one with everything and everyone around us. And everyone and everything is a mirrored reflection of our own inner state. And these experiences we designed from the higher self to help us unlock that true self. But in the process, we have to heal the wounds. We have to transform the trauma. And out of those experiences, we have to reclaim our power. So today we're gonna do a combination of energy healing modalities, some emotion code reprogramming, and some exercises that we're gonna take your body through in order to purge and release the trapped emotions that if you have stored within your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. So one of the things that you're going to want to think about as you reset your being is that you need to retrain your brain. The way that your consciousness, your subconsciousness is programmed from past patterns, past actions, and past belief systems, even with a higher conscious awareness, there is subconscious programming that has taken place. And so that is requiring these mirrored souls, the mirrored teachers, the mirrored experiences for you to relive these things, to awaken to patterns that you didn't know even existed. So in addition to meditation, mind mapping, and things that you can do to bring up and release these subconscious memories, to bring more awareness, to heal them, transform the trauma, and that way you can release it. One of the things that's really good is a cross-action patterns in order for your brain to be retrained in new ways of thinking, new ways of thought. So anytime you have an experience come up that you feel like you're reliving it, look and evaluate it before you respond or react to it and see how you responded or reacted before and how you could do it differently from the opposite spectrum this time. And that will help you start to begin to tip a scale from your old ways of handling it to your new ways of handling it. So the second component to this is we want to reset the nervous system. And the nervous system is firing based on the signals of the brain. And the brain is firing based on a fight or flight. And so whether you realize it or not, all these memory patterns are running subconsciously and your nervous system is responding in a fight or flight method. And therefore you're operating in your physical state in a sense of constant overload. And so it's really important to rewire that nervous system, reset it, so that way you can break the memory pattern, break the cycles of how the nerves are firing. I tend to have this, since I had COVID, I have hypersensitivity that I will wake up with my nervous system just zinging in the middle of the night. And what I have found is a combination of breath work, retraining my brain, and some pressure points that Julian does for me in order to reset my nervous system really helps. So seeking out massage and trigger point therapy is really good. Right now we're seeing a lot of people in our local area that is waking up to this ascension process, having spiritual awakenings, been healers for a long time, have been empaths, absorbed all of the trauma of other people, and their own experiences and helped heal everyone else, now they're burnt out and they're needing assistance. Julian and I have been really helping an audience in our local community to purge this out of the body. So that is why I felt guided to come here today to share these things with you, and especially because now we're talking about recoding your soul. And we have light codes in our body, and those light codes are being activated, they're being elevated, they're being expanded, and we need to begin to let go of some of the things that we've done with some of the codes we've used to activate and shift us from 2-stranded DNA to 12-stranded DNA. And we need to bring in new light. We need to create space for a higher frequency, a higher vibration. And so recoding the soul is very important. That then in another component is to help you reconnect with your body as you begin to move through a process of breathing, breath, brain, balance, and pulling that in through your body. You begin to listen to your body, feel your body. You know, Julian was doing some work on me and I was really tight, and it was the same pattern repeating in my back. And so he had me lay there and had me do 10 breaths for each vertebrae up in my entire spine, from my sacrum to my occiput. And so I went through the entire spine. It took me probably 45 minutes to an hour just to do those breaths all the way through. And I was paying attention to what I felt. I was allowing my body to melt. I was allowing the breath to feed the light into the system. And it takes a lot of being aware of your body and listening to your body and paying attention to what your body is telling you. So I invite you to really pay attention. And when you have this tension that you don't even realize you have, because it's become an armor that has shielded you, pay attention and ask your body what it's saying to you. So another thing that's going to be very important is you drink lots of water. You need to flush your system. You need to hydrate. And I really highly recommend charged water with a frequency and a vibration of an energy that you can play music around the water. You can put words on the water, such as joy, love, peace, harmony, freedom, those sorts of things. And then drink that water with prayer, meditation. It will raise your vibration. And then to make sure you're getting enough in hydration, it's important to get at least 50% of your body weight in ounces. So if you were 100 pounds, you would get 50 ounces of water in a day's time. And don't forget to check out my Authentic Abundance Accelerator that you can join live this Sunday. And I look forward to seeing you there. So thank you so much for joining me for the Soul Trauma Reset transmission. Please make sure to let me know below in the comments your experience, if it helped you, what it helped you with, what came up, what you felt needed recoded, released, retrained. And also pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, your emotions over the next few days. Journal out any things and awarenesses that may come up, because these are messages that you can rewire, that you can see, heal, and feel, so that you begin to reprogram your being in a way that you're able to step forward free from this limitation that's keeping you stuck. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.
Welcome to the Soul Trauma Reset Transmission. I invite you to say yes to your soul, to your higher self, to your purpose, your mission, and what it is you came here to embody during this lifetime. I'm going to have you start by taking a couple cleansing breaths as you connect your body with your breath, your brain, and your being into the stillness and the presence of this moment. As we begin to call in your higher self, your guidance, the legion of light of the highest order, as you continue to breathe, a couple cleansing breaths, imagining that aura of your innate intelligence connected to a cord from your body into the the higher realms. We're going to ask that anything that's blocking you from connecting to your ability to see, so you can feel, so you can heal past wounds and trauma, that information be revealed for what you need to know. And anything that doesn't serve your highest good gets dissolved in a way that's easy and effortlessly released with love. We're going to ask that your higher self begin to offer you ideas, thoughts, feelings, emotions, and suggestions that lead you towards actions that are going to allow you to retrain your brain so that you can begin to see things with higher clarity and begin to take action in new ways. As you dissolve and dismantle old programs that no longer serve you. And again, taking another deep breath as you just let go, relax, and melt into this moment. Asking that your guides begin to soothe you, caress your nervous system. Allowing your body to let go of the trapped trauma that you've stored within your physical being. There you go, let it go. Anything that's no longer serving your purpose, allowing it to come up to clear, allowing it to dissolve with love and light. I'm calling in higher light codes to activate you in such a way that it upgrades your operating system, your nervous system, and your awareness to begin to let go and allow and trust this process. Letting go of the need to hold on to these sides of yourself that got you this far. Allowing yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Allowing yourself to connect to your heart. As you begin to release that which no longer serves you. So I'm going to have you scan your body. Feel any areas of tension. Breathing into those areas. Activating the light codes. Rewiring the nervous system. And retraining the brain. So that you are more aware of what your body's telling you. What you need to know. What you need to see. What you need to feel. What you need to heal. I invite you to spend more time connecting with your body, scanning now your spinal cord. I'm going to leave you in silence to breathe into each vertebrae, starting with your sacrum, moving up to the base of your skull. I want you to breathe in. 5 cleansing breaths into each vertebrae. Breathing in peace, love, and light, and exhaling any debris, any memories, any imprints, any stored energy that's blocking you from having free-flowing energy in through and around your body. and just continuing to breathe as you stay present, scanning your spine. Feeling any emotions, paying attention to any awarenesses. And I'll be back with you in a few moments. Now I invite you to scan one last time your entire body, breathing into any areas that remain tense, asking your body to show you what you need to know about anything that's been stored within that area of the body, any emotions, any subconscious blocks that has been due to experiences you have shut out, that you have escaped from, that you've not been willing to see or feel. And just letting it go. Now reconnecting to your space, your body, your being, and your breath. Coming back into your reality. Just begin to move, wiggle your fingers and your toes. And thanking yourself for taking the time to connect to your body and your being as you reset any emotional trauma. And pay attention to any thoughts, feelings, and emotions that arise over the next few days. And return to the session as needed. I send you loads of love and light, peace and compassion. May you always face those fears and find freedom. Namaste.